I'm Jacob Resnick with KTOO. A road to Juneau is all but dead in the water this budget year, but Juneau's mayor and like-minded advocates are determined to keep pushing for the half-billion-dollar project. Juneau Mayor Ken Kelch met with about a dozen road advocates in municipal offices Wednesday morning in what he called a brainstorming session to push for better connectivity. Last month, Governor Bill Walker withdrew his office's support for the $574 million road extension that would link Juneau to a new ferry terminal further up the Lynn Canal. After the meeting, the mayor said it's critical to keep the project alive.
First things first, put a meeting together to talk about the transportation needs of Southeast and how we handle the ferry systems and the air and the road. And with the road decision, that was, you know, the stimulus for having the meeting.
Outgoing Representative Kathy Munoz was also there. She said she remains committed to getting road access to Juneau.
It was a very productive meeting. A lot of broad support for keeping the project alive, despite the governor's no build decision. So the group is working on ideas to get the message out to the legislature and to business leaders around the state of the importance of this project.
A road extension to the capital city has been a perennially divisive issue for Juneau, Haines, and Skagway. State transportation officials had for years backed a 50-mile road extension that would link Juneau to a new ferry terminal on the Ketsahin River. Wednesday's meeting was held behind closed doors. Mayor Kelch noted that as there was no quorum of Juneau Assembly members, it was not a public meeting that would need to be advertised to the public or open to the press.
I'm not too worried about it. If a group of citizens come to you and say we'd like to get together, I think that's perfectly legitimate.
The legislature could theoretically override the governor's decision to pull funding for the project, but it's unrealistic for that to happen, given the state's fiscal crisis and a lack of support from the executive effectively kills the project for the next budget year. In Juneau, I'm Jacob Resnick.